I'm riding along.
Getting y'all up on Saturday morning.
Singing the same old cowboy song.
That's our job every weekend.
That's been sung 100 times before.
Here at Rosie on Ask, get you up soft and easy.
Ain't got nothing but my name.
We got 4 hours of packed programming for you today.
I know the blame, but I'm living. I'm happy and I'm free.
Yeah, baby.
Just listen to the wind blow.
Well, that wind felt good up in Horizon High School grandstands last night,
didn't
it?
Oh, it was scary still when we first got there. 4 minutes into the game, lights completely dead.
Stadium lights go out. Bleak.
40 minutes sitting in the dark. Wait, folks. Wait for it.
Great lightning show. We got to watch a great lightning show over the McDowell Mountains, so it was worth it just for that. So
the wind was welcome even with the dust.
It was like somebody turned on the stadium air conditioning.
It was great.
It was delicious. Absolutely delicious. I hope your evening was as well. I hope all your teams won. I know that's impossible, but, you know, that's our hope. We've got a lot of things we're going to cover today. Of course, here in the 7 o'clock hour, we're going to go all over the board. We're going to go first to Gilbert, Arizona, right? Is Gilbert or Chandler? Where's Shars? She's right there.
Gilbert, Arizona. That's okay. Right. So Shars, a good friend of ours, Allison Carpenter, is actually the owner. And we're going to do a cooking class together. She's been on a couple times, and people are so crazy about the recipes. We thought, hey, you know what? We're going to have a Cajun cooking night. So October 18th.
She has this giant space with classroom seating with like a stage studio kitchen setup. So you can watch as everything's get put together. You can get out of your chair and just come on up to the counters and watch it. It isn't going to be what I cook. It isn't going to be necessarily what Jennifer cooks, although the things that we've picked, you're very, very good at. We're actually bringing a celebrity chef.
Yeah, Miss Baby K. Romero.
Baby K, the authentic Cajun chef of Maricopa County, will be teaching Cajun cooking at Shars. Limited seating available.
80.
Okay, 80 seats.
And actually, there'll be a little taste. It's not like dinner, but we're doing our favorite jambalaya, you and I, and cornbread. And then Baby Kay is bringing her shrimp remoulade recipe.
Perfect and, tailgate.
Yeah. And
food.
All good tailgate stuff. And then kind of to get ready for the holidays, she's going to show you how to make her cornbread dressing and her rice dressing. And
I've seen cousins slap each other for the last spoonful.
Yeah, well, you want to watch her do it, because I did it for years just following her recipe, but you got to see, she's got some really special little tricks. So come on out to sign up. Go to sharskitchen.com. Go to contact us, and there's a nice little form there you can fill out. There's also a phone number there, 480-558-1191, and I will put it out on Facebook. But sign up starts today. We'll go to 80, and then that'll be it.
October 18th.
7 o'clock in the evening.
And when you and Allison talk, how long are y'all thinking this session lasts?
Is like an hour, an hour and a half.
Hour and a half. Yeah. So it'll be seven to nine.
Yeah, ish. Yeah.
Come and experience firsthand how to prepare these. And this is authentic Cajun food.
Not just prepare, but watch the master.
Watch the master, Baby K. Romero. Now, she opened the Cajun restaurant after raising 8 children, almost purely out of frustration over what the perception of Cajun food was. It used to make her so mad that people would just add red pepper to anything and call
it
Cajun. Or blacken it. Let's blacken it and add red pepper to it and call it Cajun. That infuriated her. So she brought her hometown recipes from New Roads, Louisiana, Welch, Louisiana, and created a restaurant that actually lit the town on fire for years, Baby K's Cajun Kitchen, and is still in existence
in Gilbert, right?
At Baseline.
It's Mesa.
Mesa.
Baseline and Dobson. Baseline and Dobson.
Still a lot of mom's original recipes there.
It is.
Very good. They've done a great job.
So we'll have some fun there. We look forward to any of you that are interested in joining us to contact Shars
at 480-558-1191 or sharskitchen.com. That's S-H-A-R-S. Shars Kitchen.
And there is a charge to cover the price
bucks.
Of the food, $10. Mm-hmm. Okay, you can't beat that.
No, you really can't.
So you get to see it made. You get a little taste of this and a little taste of that. We're gonna have a lot of fun. It'll be a gas. Hey, bud.
October 18th.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right.
Yep. What is that? Is that Thursday evening?
I believe so.
Oh, okay. Buddy, what? I'm reading a couple good books right now.
What you got?
Well, a couple. What do you got? What are you reading?
Well, I try and get through a book as best I can. I try and get 10 pages a day, and usually that's spread out over like 3 pages here or 2 pages there.
Yeah, okay.
That's a good idea to have a goal. I try to read it at night, and I fall asleep after a paragraph.
Yeah, I can't do it at night or in the morning.
Jennifer's goal is like 3.5 sentences a day.
Hey, I whittle away. I haven't been as good this year, but last year I got through 7 books, and it has been, you know, probably 3 years since I got through one prior to that.
Yeah, right, so right. I've noticed you reading a lot more.
You got to carry it with you and just whittle away at it.
So what are you working on now? What,
you know, I'm trying to whittle away at this one written by a guy named Buck Jacobs. It's A Light Shines in Babylon. So I'm not very far through it yet, so I don't have many details, but it's the current one on the stack. It's the guy that founded C12, a business group I've joined, and they give it to you when you join. And that was 2.5 years ago, and I'm getting to it.
Yeah, okay. Well, good, good. I've read some good books this year, but I'm in the middle of one right now that my daughter actually sent me from Tbilisi, Georgia, where she and her husband are currently stationed basically on the border of Russia, between Turkey and Russia. And it's John Steinbeck's book, A Russian Journal. And it's he and a photographer's journal of touring Russia shortly after World War II. And it's amazing what they were allowed to see, who they were allowed to visit. I mean, they were just pulling up at farms with an interpreter and just living with these people for a couple days on end, and then going down to the next farm. And the things they were able to see and learn, and the perspectives. But in hurricane season, I have a favorite book that I pull out just, I don't know why. It just because.
It's kind of like reading Death in the Grand Canyon. I'm sorry.
It's
looking
kinda,
at all the
it's
destruction.
It's kind of like reading Death in the Grand Canyon. You're exactly right. But it's a book called Hurricane Audrey, which hit our hometown in 1957, killed 500 people. It was before we had the early detection systems, and everyone was told, you're okay. No one needs to evacuate until tomorrow morning. Well, 500 people died that night. And listen to the story about, you know, in South Louisiana, we have this big, big ditch that basically goes from Brownsville, Texas, to Bangor, Maine, and it's called the Intercoastal Canal, and it goes right through southern Louisiana. And it's where all the ships go to seek safe harbor in these storms so they can go in there and ride it out. Well, the Intercoastal Canal bridge in South Louisiana is the highest point in the state. So the bridge that goes over the canal, it's a harrowing bridge. I mean, it's really, really high. But the banks to this canal are about 30 feet high. And so during Hurricane Audrey, the Intercoastal Canal banks became the catch-all for tons of floating debris, hundreds of water moccasins, thousands of nutrias, herds of misplaced, angry cattle. There were miles of debris piled as high as 25 feet, stretching for several miles, washed up against the bank of the canal. Fortunately, or maybe unfortunately, many of the human survivors of the storm also ended up there. They were fortunate in that many of the tugs, barges, and ships sitting in the Intercoastal Canal and the captains of those boats immediately proceeded to rescue survivors. The unfortunate part was that the survivors first had to fight off and fight their way through angry, confused snakes, nutrias, and cattle. And it's there isn't a star visible for 100 miles. It's black as the ace of spades, and you're stumbling. You know, you're drifting on a pecan limb, being driven by the tides up against this coastal canal bank. And once you're there, you're so thankful you're on ground, and the ground is crawling with snakes and nutrias and trampled by cattle that have been floated up there. Dad's roommate at med school at LSU, Dr. Stephen Carter, the year before in this town had built a masonry clinic. 27 people survived the storm holding on to the air conditioning compressor on the roof of the clinic. as the water lapped around the edges of the roof. Hurricane Audrey. Growing up in South Louisiana in the 60s, that's the one everyone always talked about. Was that before Audrey or after Audrey? It was kind of like the
reference point.
It was the reference point, absolutely.
Well, sure, praying for all those in Florida and hoping they don't have similar stories. It sounds like most people have gotten out and have had plenty of time.
It's like the media has already forgot about Hurricane Harvey.
Well, yeah.
When was that? Oh, last weekend.
Yeah.
You got Harvey, you got Irma, and then you've got Jose, which is tracking right on Irma's tail. I guess it's the first time yesterday we had two Class 5 hurricanes in the Gulf at one time.
Yeah, there's a picture of them all on the Republic from NASA space. You got the one that's here at the peninsula in the coast, Irma, and then Jose out here. But
man, oh
and
man.
And Mexico's rocking and rolling. It's crazy times.
All right. Well, we're going to switch to a much more upbeat topic here. In the 7 o'clock hour, Rosie on the House, we have the Kerrs coming in. Bill and Cena Kerr, as well with Julie Murphy. And we're going to be talking about the Kerr family dairy and the Farm Bureau and everything that they're going on, what's going on in and around the state of Arizona as it relates to that. 8 o'clock hour, we've got John Eisenhower, our tree arborist, coming in and talking about tree trimming. 9 o'clock hour is open hour. We've got a special interview with the Attorney General of the state of Arizona with the special fraud squad they've got activated right now to protect you, the Arizona homeowner, from home service and contractor fraud. And in the 10 o'clock hour, we talk interior painting last hour.
Now last week.
Last week, thank you. And in 10 o'clock hour today, we're going to be bringing in our friends from Arizona Painting Company, Joe Campbell. We're going to be talking about exterior painting. It's a packed show. Don't go anywhere.